All right. I am here with Jay Healy. He is running for Carolina Beach Council. Thanks for being here, Jay.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
And my first question is, why are you running for town council?
Great question. I'm extremely active in the community right now as far as committees. I'm actually on four separate committees, the operations committee, the police advisory committee, and two other ad hoc committees, an ad hoc power line committee and an ad hoc plan use committee, which is a biggie. So I try to get involved in the community as much as I can. Carolina Beach is a special place for me. I love the town. I am the only candidate that is running that is retired, which I have a lot of free time on my hands, so I can dedicate my time to Carolina Beach. I don't have any vested interest at all in the town. I'm not a builder. I don't own properties. So when I vote for something, it's going to be for the citizens of Carolina Beach.
What have you learned from being in those committees? What are some of the issues that you've seen?
A lot. So we can start with the operations committee. A major issue, actually the number one issue in the residents of Carolina Beach, the land in use did a survey about a year ago, and the number one issue was stormwater. So operations committee is pretty involved in the stormwater piece. The town has done a really, really good job with the stormwater piece, but I think we've done like 12 to 14 complete blocks of stormwater. It's extremely expensive to do. We spent a lot of money in a short period of time, and since we did, we kind of have to push back some of our projects right now because stormwater is extremely, extremely expensive. Police Advisory Committee is a group of people. We meet with a liaison from town council and also the police chief, and anything from speed limit to changing signs to other things in the police department. The ad hoc power line committee is I put this thing on Facebook, I guess about a year ago, on what people wanted in Carolina Beach, and strange enough, power lines was a huge issue. And so Steve Shuttleworth, who's also running for council, put a committee together, and we're looking into what it would be like to bury power lines at Carolina Beach. It is going to be extremely expensive, plus you have to work with the power company. And so this is just groundwork of hopefully something that can happen 5-10 years from now. And then the land use plan committee is, we're basically talking about the future of Carolina Beach. And there's a lot of topics going on right now with that piece, short-term rentals, rezoning, the height of buildings. We can go on and on, but we're finally coming to, I think, the next couple months, we're going to be finishing up with that committee and putting a plan out to the community.
So you say there are a lot of hot topics, you know. What, if you had to choose one to prioritize, what do you think are some of the most important issues to you?
Well, I think right now, getting a town manager in place is really, really big. We've gone through three town managers in 7 years, and unfortunately, we paid severance to the last two of them to the $135,000, which to me, it's a waste to the taxpayers. And we need to make sure that we hire the right guy, somebody that has town manager experience, someone that can manage a budget. That is their prime responsibility. They do oversee every department head also in town, but the budget is really, really big. And if we have the right guy in place, I think we can save a lot of money. The drinking water in the quantity of water is also an issue. We we're looking for a place to put a 3 million gallon water tank, and we thought we had a piece of property over by a church, but things didn't work out. But for the future, it's important that we have enough water to run our town. The previous hurricane, we basically came right to the threshold of not having enough water. So it's important that not only do we have enough water, but it's good quality water. And the other thing that's happening with Carolina Beach right now is downtown is changing. We are going, 5 years from now, downtown's not going to look the way it does right now. We're going with a lot of multi-use buildings. But the important thing is, how do we do this and keep the town quaint? How do we keep it small? So with the multi-use buildings, I would love to see local businesses down below. If we have to have incentives or whatever to keep local businesses, it would be great for the economy. Four stories is the max. There is a possibility we could get another hotel down there. I am not a fan of that, just for the cosmetics of downtown. But I think if we did it right, because we can't stop the multi-use places coming around. It's going to happen. So I think if we did it right, because we have a lot of good things going on down there. You know, we have live music. We have fireworks. We have bingo. We have, I mean, it is a homey downtown area. It would be nice if we can keep some of the old structures up the best we can, if they can actually do it. But it'd be nice if you could go downtown and close off those streets, make them walking streets, have people have the ability to sit outside and have a beverage, string lights, you know, theme it up whatever time of the year it is, Christmas, Easter, whatever. But it would be, I think it would be quaint if we did it right. So I think that's some of the big issues right now. But the town manager piece, we have to nail that one first, as soon as possible. That is a biggie.
Yeah. In your bio, you talked about this new version of Carolina Beach. What you're talking about right now, is that sort of what you were referring to?
Yeah, the new version. I'm glad you picked up on that, because I don't want people to read into that saying, we're going to change Carolina Beach, because we're not going to. We need to do whatever we can to keep it small. And we've done things in the past couple of years to actually do that. You know, we have a new greenway that is just absolutely amazing. We have Cape Fear Boulevard, freshly landscaped. It's absolutely beautiful. We're going to be doing the same thing with Harper and Clarendon in the future. Like I said, those are a couple of those projects that were pushed back. The more trees, the better. Keep it green. We've got great activities. You know, we have the farmers market. We have a lot of good things to make it quaint. And for me, it's extremely important that we keep it that way.
What role do you view short-term rentals having in this sort of?
Woo, Daddy, this is a good question.
Yeah.
So short-term rentals. So 48% of the homeowners in Carolina Beach, 48% own their homes in Carolina Beach. The other 52% are people that own homes, but they don't live on the island on a permanent basis, or their rentals, or their Airbnbs, or short-term rentals. So it is a topic. I never would want to tell someone that owns a piece of property what to do with it, right? So I am for short-term rentals because it makes a lot of money for our town. So we just need to make sure we collect all that money. And what I mean by that is, and I can't validate this, but we have to make sure that everybody has a short-term rental or short-term lease, pays the taxes that they're supposed to be. And how do we validate that piece is a good question. That's something that we're going to have to look into. But it could be lost revenue if we do not capture it, and that's important. We do have a couple areas in Carolina Beach, R2 and R3, that are just quaint neighborhoods. So the question is, do you want short-term rentals in those area? The ironic thing is they're already there. You know, a lot of people just don't know that they're there. A lot of people have fear that short-term rentals are going to cause loud music, parking, trash, and such. But I haven't heard of it. I haven't seen any data of that piece. Does it happen? It probably does. But I tell you, I have never heard of it happening. So I think short-term rentals are good. It's good for supplemental income for people, and it's also good for taxes at Carolina Beach.
And just for those listeners out there, we are currently doing construction in our station. So if you hear some chainsaws whirring in the background, that's what that is. So do not be alarmed. All right. Thank you, Jay. And you finished your first term in office. What will voters see that you've accomplished during this time?
Well, so the lake better be done. The lake has been going on for a long, long time. And actually, the last election 2 years ago, we had candidates running strictly on the lake because it was such a big issue. So we're 2 years into it, or past, and nothing's really been accomplished on the lake. We have created a better relationship with Matsu, which is a good thing, but the ball is basically in their court. Now the question is how can we speed that ball up, right? So I would love to see the lake completed. I would love to see Harper Avenue completed. Same thing with Clarendon. If we could get Curry Beach into extending that greenway somehow, that would be a fantastic attraction for this whole area. That would be magnificent. And needless to say, if we could. 4 years from now, if I'm elected to the 4-year term, the water tower would be great. Downtown Carolina Beach 4 years from now will probably be built up pretty good, and it would be interesting to see how that turns out. And I want to be a big piece in making those decisions that we keep it quaint.
All right. And is there anything else you want listeners to know that we haven't addressed?
I'm passionate. I work for Apple for 10 years, and Apple's motto is basically think different. I do think that I bring something different to the table that council doesn't have right now. We're extremely fortunate to live in the community we do. And I just want to do my best to keep it as small and as quaint as we can and still grow and help our tax base. The more money we bring in taxes, the less we pay in taxes as residents. And we have a lot of projects going on that are expensive, and we need to figure out how to pay for those projects. But I truly appreciate your time, and thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. Thank you, Jay. This is Jake Healy. He's running for town council for Carolina Beach. Thanks, Jay.
Thank you. Thank you so much.